Gising Maharlika with me, Al Santillan. This is it. Sobrang maraming matitrigger sa episode na to. Pero kailangan pag-usapan. Kailangan. Nag-live ako kagabi sa Facebook kasama yung Twitter friends ko. And igaguide ko kayo ngayon sa naging conversation namin about quote-unquote pandemic and the coming 2020 US elections. So first of all, I introduced myself to them. Ako si Al Santillan or Antonio Lorenzo Santillan. I'm a father, I'm a husband, father of two, and also a biologist. So my passion is really researching and asking questions. Gusto ko lang sabihin sa inyo, reminder sa inyo ngayon is, look at the message. Don't just look at the messenger or me. Don't just look at me. Look at the message. Double check the message. Do not believe anything I say. You have to double check for yourself. No, I've done my due diligence and I hope you too. Na sana itong platform na to, kung sino mang nanonood, it's a civil, a diplomatic platform that we can talk calmly and provide facts and evidences. First question they asked was, if COVID is a hoax, bakit maraming namamatay na malala sa hospital? So I'd like you to stay with me on this one. And I hope we can put emotions aside and talk about the facts calmly. That's the only way we can reach a diplomatic conclusion. Tara! If COVID is a hoax, bakit maraming namamatay sa hospitals? Okay. Unahin kong sabihin to kasi ayaw na ayaw ng mga tao pag di ko sinasabi to. And ako gusto ko rin sabihin to. Unang-una, one death is enough for any sickness, right? 5 deaths, 10 deaths, it's more than enough for any sickness. Ngayon, ang stats natin is about 7,000 deaths and more. Okay? And CDC pointed out that 96% of their 200,000 deaths has comorbidities. Diba? And then 4% lang yung sabi nilang tunay na COVID. Okay, and tawag dito, let's go back to the first 2 months, February and March. Diba, yun yung mga sa Italy, ang dami daw malalang kaso. Sa Wuhan, ang dami daw malalang kaso. Sa Spain, sa US, ang dami malalang kaso. Now, I wanna ask everyone kung ano yung symptoms na sinasabi nila, kung anong mga pinapakita ng mga extreme cases. Diba, hindi sila makahinga. Tapos, piniplema sila. Right? On this part, I am going to talk about the evidences why I believe that majority are not even real coronavirus patients, even the extreme ones. So, stick around. A lot of it is according to CDC, not according to me, diba? And let's go back to the first months. Ito, you have to research about this. It's called radiation pneumonitis. It's called radiation pneumonitis. I've seen videos of the effects of 5G, bro. Sabi nila, hindi daw delikado yung short wavelength 5G. I've seen videos, meron siyang taga-measure ng electromagnetic radiation or microwave radiation. So, binivideo niya, please look for this video, 5G proof or measuring 5G. Do your own research. So, tinapat niya sa microwave niya habang nagluluto. Ang Geiger counter or yung radiation counter, lumalabas mga 3,000, 4,000, 5,000. Matagal siya doon. Naka-on yung microwave ba? Naka-on yung microwave. Tapos pumunta siya sa bintana niya. Pagka tutok niya doon sa 5G tower, 20,000. 20,000 yung measurement. Ganun kalakas yung radiation ng 5G. Anong ginagawa ng 5G? para lang malaman ng mga tao. Ano kasi siya, short wavelengths na minamatch niya yung frequency ng oxygen sa dugo. Diba? Ito yung dugo, ito yung oxygen, nakakabit yan eh. Dinadala niya yan papunta sa utak, dinadala niya yan papunta sa utak. Pag tinamaan niya ng malakas na 5G, ninginig yan, ninginig. Kasi yung oxygen, hihiwalay, pak! Tapos, hindi na siya madaling kumabit. Hindi na siya madaling kumabit. So, yung tao, wala nakarating na oxygen sa lungs, hindi na-absorb ng maayos. Tapos, hindi rin nakarating oxygen sa brain, bumababa yung immune system. So, anong symptoms? Di makainga. Nagtataka daw yung mga nurse, ng mga whistleblowers, ng mga first month, this is not flu. Kasi, pag may flu ka, hindi ka naman sa hindi nahihirapan huminga eh. Magpiplema ka, pero alam mo yun, hindi sa ganong kahirap huminga. Para silang, ang symptoms nila is, para silang nasa eroplano, tas pabaksak. Alam mo yung mga eroplanong pabaksak, yung biglang may nahuhulog ng mask sa harap nila, oxygen mask, tas kailangan nilang humingo. Ganon ang symptoms. Ganon ang ginagawa ng 5G. Ayaw maniwala ng tao. And, sige, share nyo lang, Jack. Ayaw maniwala ng tao. And, kino-cover up, nire-retract, I've seen studies, okay, na yung 5G mismo, radiation to, is strong radiation. So, dinidissociate niya yung oxygen. Ito pa yung malala do sa 5G na to. Since, nangyayari yun, ang dami nagiging diseased cells. Ang dami nagiging low energy cells. Ngayon yung low energy cells, nagpro-produce siya ng exosomes. Alam mo ano kung itsura ng exosomes? Coronaviruses. So basically, yung nakita ko mga study, 5G induces coronaviruses growth in the skin cells, yung exosome. So ang ginagawa ng 5G, he makes your cells ill, no? Dahil sa strong radiation, dahil wala na rin oxygen yung katawan, low immune system. So nagpo-produce siya ng exosomes. Anong trabaho ng exosome? Yun yung tagasira ng mga low energy cells o yung mga immunocompromised cells. So magpapositive at magpapositive ka sa 5G at sobrang lala ng simptomas mo pag, lalo na pag malapit ka sa 5G towers. Eh nung first month, February, March, tinignan ko yung 5G map ng buong mundo. You can do this. Again, do this research on 3 platforms just to compare. Kasi pag Google lang ang gamit mo, lugi ka kasi isang viewpoint lang eh. You have to compare your results with Brave, with DuckDuckGo, mga ganun. So nakita ko yung 5G map. Ano bang top 3 nun sa deaths? Top 3 nun is China, US, tsaka Italy. Nakita ko yung 5G map sa buong mundo. Top 3 ng concentrations ng 5G satellites, China, Italy, US, and Spain, top 4. Tapos pag tinignan mo naman sa Philippines, directly proportional, pag sinabi mo kasing directly proportional ang isang bagay, the more na mas maraming 5G satellites, the more na mas maraming COVID cases, sa Southeast Asia, pag tinignan mo yung ranking ng COVID cases noon, number 1, Malaysia, number 2, Singapore, number 3, Philippines. Pag tinignan mo yung 5G map ng Southeast Asia, ganun din yung pagkasunod-sunod ng ranking ng 5G satellites. Ganun kadami. So, dalawa ginagawa ng 5G. Diba? I-review ko lang. Pinapalala na yung sistema, bakit maraming malala dahil dun sa ganun. And, nagkakos din siya ng coronavirus cells sa katawan. So, malamang maraming magpa-positive. Sabihin na natin may magsasabi. Kamag-anak ko, nasa area na walang 5G, pero malala ang simptomas. Again, saan ba galing yung viruses na to? Saan ba galing yung mga ano na to? It's because of immunocompromised cells. So, low energy cells, mga diseased cells na. E anong nakita natin sa statistics? More than 75%, according to CDC na naman to, okay, ay geriatric patients na. Above 65 years old. So, anong masasabi mo? Diba? Kung severe talaga to, di ba ano bang branding nila sa COVID? Severe acute respiratory syndrome. Dapat apektado lahat. Bata, di ba? Middle age, matanda. Eh, anong lumalabas sa mga bata? Less than 0.006. Tatlong zero muna. di ba? So it doesn't fit the picture na yun ang nangyayari. So lumilinaw ba kung bakit may mga malalang kaso? Now, my friends brought this up na may mga nagko-comment sa kanila na science professionals telling them, quote-unquote, hindi mo kailangan patunayan ang COVID para maniwala ka. So, on this part, I'm going to talk about why this is something misleading, or I think this is very lazy to do. Stick around. I think that's a very unfair statement. I'm saying it calmly na parang hindi mo kailangan patunayan para maniwala. That's very dangerous. You know why? We're talking about already 7 months, 8 months of lockdown. Okay? If this is all a scam and I don't do my due diligence if proving that na freedom na pala yung tinitake over sa atin, I think that's dangerous. For everyone to be sure, do your due diligence. Na kung totoo ba yung sinasabi namin, kasi sobrang daming implications na ginagawa ng medical community kung totoo palang kagaguan to. Let's go back to your earlier question. I will connect the two. Diba? Sinabi mo na, diba, maraming kasong malala ng mga kamag-anak. Bro, diba, mas maraming namatay sa ospital kesa sa bahay mga nag-positive sa COVID? Marami namatay kasi mali yung nila, yung protocol. So, before, ang protocol is hydroxychloroquine. Tapos tinanggal nila. Nagiging effective sa Makati Med, lumabas na 80%, 75% effective yung hydroxychloroquine Zelenko protocol. Tapos biglang binan, tinanggal. Tapos alam mo anong naging nila? Naging protocol? Respirator. Yung tubo, para makahinga yung mga... Pero, tapos yung respirator kasi, pinapump niya yung lungs. Mga ganun para... ang nangyayari dun, hindi na nga makahinga yung lungs. Hindi na maka-absorb ng oxygen, lalo na yung mga tinamaan ng 5G. Hindi na maka-absorb yung lungs ng oxygen. Tapos, pipressure mo pa, mamamatay yung tao. Napapansin nung mga napanood kong unang whistleblower sa UK, sabi niya, this is murder. This is murder. When you're using respirators for these kinds of symptoms na hindi nakamahinga, pinipilit mo pa yung yung respirator, that is murder. And to think, I just can remember na my grandma, ganun din ginagawa, hindi na nga makahinga, pinipilit pang i-pressure yung lungs. Ang nararapat na gamot dapat ng mga panahon na yon is detoxifying the cells and improving the immune system, which is never nilang ginagawa. Kaya mas maraming nabubuhay sa labas ng bahay kasi natural remedies lang ginagawa nila. Okay. Tapos ito pa yung malala. Yung virtue signaling, tama yung sinasabi ni Nat eh. Diba? Yung virtue signaling nila sabi, hindi mo kailangan patunayan para maniwala. Ito yung protocol na sobrang lala. Cremation. Cremation. Pag namatay yung isang COVID positive patient, paano mo mapapatunayan na pure COVID yun? Sa CTC pa nga lang, 96% comorbidities. Last week nga lang, may isang bata na baril, tinesting, COVID, what the? Di ba? What's that for? It's another kind level of sorcery. That's another kind of BS. Di ba? Malinaw ba? Nakonekta ba yung dalawang bagay? I know doctors na 300 patients, they use the Zelenko protocol, 100% napapagamot nila. Pero lahat ng biniventilator, ang daming namamatay. Diba? So, empirical evidence. Diba? Kung anong nakikita mong numero ay buhay dito sa side na to, dito, madaming namamatay. Tapos, yun nga, hindi pa mapruweba sa autopsy. Ang lala, parang dengvax siya. Remember, we're talking about the DOH headed by Duque. And he was the PhilHealth group president during dengvax siya. 150 plus na mga bata, lahat sila nagka-brain hemorrhage. Tapos, nagka-problema sila kasi naging kalaban nila yung public attorney's office. Diba kasi napapatunayan ng public attorney's office yung mga kagaguhan nila. Kaya yung mga magulang ng Dengvaxia, kinakasuhan sila. Ngayon, let me go back to the people na inotopsi yung mga kamag-anak nila. I have one friend, close friend sa church na ganun nga nangyari. After na mag-diagnose ng COVID, is kinremate siya. And I have another friend na ganun din, na lola niya ata namatay. They just laugh at me na pag sinasabi ko hindi totoo yung COVID. Kasi namatay nga daw yung ano, yung magulang nila sa malala. It's easier. Okay? Kasi kung naniniwala ka sa mainstream narrative ng media na totoo yung COVID, it's easier for someone who lost as a loved one to believe na namatay yung kamag-anak ko sa natural or sa sakit na alam ng tao, right? Natural death, or rather than discovering na mali pala yung protocol na ginamit, na isipin mo kung anong reaction nila pag nalaman nila yun, bro. Diba na, ah, grabe kayo, inotopsy niyo yung, ay, kinremate niyo yung ano, yung kamag-anak ko, hindi naman marami malaman kung COVID o hindi. Mas masakit yon sa mga kamag-anak. Kaya, sa mga nag-grieve, I'd rather, ignorance is bliss. That's the, ano, that's the major point. Mas gustong tanggapin ng tao na fooled sila, rather than, lalo na yung mga namatayan, rather than proving na, teka, baka scam to ah. Ganon, kasi ano na eh, nag-ano na sila eh, nag-grieve na sila eh. They have no time to research, they have no time to think. That's why I feel with these people, na after 2 months, pag na-prove na to, after 3 months na, even 2 days, kasi the mainstream media won't be talking about this after the US elections. Wala na yung focus nila dito sa coronavirus after the US elections. Diba? So, pag nalaman nilang taon to, maraming will cry foul. A lot of people will cry foul, not only us nagising. All those people ng mga tayan, they will cry foul. But right now, they will be laughing at us. Ha, hindi totoo yan, namatay talaga yung kamag-anak ko sa ano. Pero, let's understand those people na lang. Let's understand those people na lang. Let's empathize with them. But when they're ready to hear the facts and hindi na sagabal yung emotional grievances na pinagdadaanan nila, I think they have to hear it. What happened, kung anong ginawa ng ospital sa mga kamag-anak nila. One listener, one viewer commented na it was soft brainwashing, a softer, what do you call this, disclosure kung paano ginawa yung propaganda or your psyop. I believe it is, and it's also artfully created. Here's my comments on this. It's artfully, kaya siya siguro softer, bro Eric, kasi hindi alam ng tao na genocide na siya. It's infiltration, it's mind games, psychological operation, artfully done to the details. Eh kaso, sa mga critical thinking, sobrang dami niyong butas. Sobrang dami niyong butas. Grabe. Now, they ask if the US elections has something to do with the quote-unquote pandemic. Here's what I found out and shinare ko sa kanila. COVID-19 was designed to destroy the economy of the world, and specifically as well the US. The number of deaths is being used to deface Donald Trump. Sinisisi lagi sa kanya araw-araw yung 200,000 deaths ng US. Pero pinoproject nga nila nung earlier days na 2 million deaths daw. So, ang sinasabi nila Trump na we prevented 2 million deaths kung hindi namin nilockdown ng maaga from China, yung travel, ban yung travel from China during the early days. Bakit? Eto, this is what I found out. This, every 2 years, may nangyayaring election around the world. US elections, Philippine elections. Tapos, every 2 years, merong virus na nare-release. 2 years ago, what was it? I think SARS-CoV-2 or Ebola. Yet 4 years ago, ganun. Ganun every 2 years. Tapos eto ha, tanong ko sa mga tao, please check kung may patent ba yung mga viruses. Meron o wala? Meron, 'di ba? Is it ethical to own a patent to a virus? Ang nilulusot sa akin ng medtech friends ko, ng mga friends ko in the scientific community, they patent it to research about it and produce vaccines. Ngayon, ang tanong ko, ethical ba yun kung something natural tapos isang tao lang yung may-ari nung patent? Tsaka ano kaya ang plano nila kung ganun, di ba? Kung pagmamay-ari nila yung patent. I have a broad announcement to make. Ay, hindi pala. I have, what do you call this? A bold announcement to make na after November 3, unti na lang yung waste na pag-uusapan tong virus. It is all just to delay the US elections and destroy Trump's name, destroy the US economy na para kasalanan mo bakit bumagsak yung ekonomiya natin, kasalanan mo bakit mga matay, katulad ng ginagawa kay Duterte ngayon, right? They're blaming Duterte for COVID, ano, eh, di ba, inassign niya yung IATF niyan, tsaka ang decisions, he listens to Duque, and for me, okay, the move is, the 5D chess move is, na ano, ma-expose tong si Duque. And ganun din ang ginawa sa US, na-expose din si ano, si Fauci. So yun, it's when POTUS wins, not if ah, when POTUS wins, when Trump wins, wala na tong COVID. Hindi na pag-uusapan to. So ako sobrang na-excite, kaya gusto kong mag-live ngayon eh. For that purpose, look at the US elections. After this, we won't be talking about it. Pero bro, sila Sir Tong, kinausap ko, kapag sa Pilipinas, pinag-uusapan pa rin at hindi pa rin natapos yung kagaguhan na to after ng US elections, 2 days before, it's time to, ano, it's time to fight. It's time to fight. Sugudin na mga dapat sugudin. Kung fearfully obedient pa rin ang mga Pinoy, hindi pa rin nagigising, it's time to fight. It's time to go for the people na pinapahirapan tayo. What's going to happen after US elections? If Trump wins or if Biden wins? I answer it on this question. And I'm about to go above conspiracy label. So, kung di nyo pa ako nalilabel na conspiracy theorist by now. Pero stick around and you listen for yourself, you judge for yourself. Kung tama ba yung sinasabi ko. Again, research for yourself, dig for yourself. I don't like the term New World Order kasi ang nag-invent ng term na New World Order is the Illuminati. But I would say to you, the New Earth. New Earth. Yeah, the New Earth and kasi I think we talked about this a few live sessions ago na Trump is the automatic leader of all 206 countries. For 3 years, ganun ginawa niya. De facto leader si Trump ng all 206 countries, even the Philippines. Kaya, pag naririnig mo yung mga, ano, Australians, pag naririnig mo yung mga Hong Kong, kumakanta sila ng US National Anthem. And they call for Trump's win. Kasi alam nila na ang de facto leader ng bansa nila, si Trump, tayo hindi natin alam yun. Ang alam nating leader ngayon, si Duterte. Tapos, a lot of Duterte fanatics is, ako, I support the president. Pero to label me a fanatic, that's too much because ako, I double-check everything. Kasi maraming Duterte supporters dyan. Hindi pa rin naniniwala na plandemic-scandemic to. Diba? Ayun, I have a bold announcement to make. I have a bold announcement to make na all governments in the world will step down. 2017, si Duterte nag-tease na siya sa tao. Sabi niya, gusto ko na mag-resign. Sabi niya, puro corruption lang sa government, hirap na hirap na ako. Parang ganun. Yun yung time na nag-meet sila ni Trump. Bro, 2017, October 2017. Yun yung time na nagsimula yung Q. Yun yung time na nagsimula yung Q. Yun yung time na nag-ikot si Trump sa buong mundo. Inuna niya yung Saudi Arabia. Tapos, I think a month ago or 2 months ago, anong sabi ni Duterte na magre-resign siya? This is not bad news for Duterte supporters, no, na hopeful para sa government natin. This is good news. Bakit? Ano bang plano ni Duterte? A week ago, sabi niya, DOJ, explore every sector of the government for corruption. Diba? It will be the fall of the old guard. It will be the fall of the old government system. What does Duterte want? He wants federalism. Decentralization of political power. Na yung mga tao, mas maraming say. Kunyari, during the lockdown, you know what exposed the weakness or the tyranny potential of our government? Is yung lockdown. Wala naman nangyaring batuhan. Ni-lockdown nila. Diba? Pero once a naging federal system na of government, like the US, the US is showing a map. Diba? The governments were responsible for their mandates. Ngayon, eh dahil kunyari, red-aligned or Republican-aligned o mga allies ni Trump aligned yung ano, yung isang state like Florida, ano nangyari? Maagang natapos yung mask mandates. Maaga natapos yung mga lockdown. Kasi, ano sila, hindi sila for the mainstream narrative ng COVID. Ganun sana sa atin. No? China has already succeeded sa federalism. We call it the Republic of China. Hindi alam ng mga tao sa China kasi sinesensor ng CCP. No? Yun na yung goal sa Philippines. And I have heard na insider information na before 2020 ends, we will be already federal type of government. And that's great news. No? And if someone, pag nangyari na yung federal type of government, I don't know who will run again na magiging leader natin. Either si Bongbong Marcos, either si Sara Duterte, or si Duterte ulit. Pero I think Duterte has already done his job. Pag nangyari yun. Pag nangyari na yung federal system of government. Ang alam ko ang mangyayari na lang sa buong mundo is about 7 major governments. Hindi na 206 countries. Hindi na 206 countries. 7 major governments. And one of that, 1 out of 7, will be led by the Philippines. Will be led by the Philippines. One of those 7 major governments, si Southeast Asia will be led by the Philippines. Haven't you noticed? We are at the top of the optics. Pag sinabi kong optics, ang bango-bango natin sa Southeast Asia. Regardless of what the liberals say. Ang ganda-ganda ng ano natin, ng approval rating ng presidente, 91%. Tapos ang ganda-ganda ng economy, mga ganon. Pero it's not for nothing. We will lead the... Ito pa, kasi sa yaman na meron ng Pilipinas, we only equal US and Russia pagdating sa yaman ng Pilipinas. Or maybe more. Maybe more. Sobrang gusto ko malaman ng tao yon na darating yung time na sobrang proud mong maging Pinoy. Sobrang proud mong maging Maharlikan pagdating ng January. Sa totoo lang. Pero sa ngayon, hindi ako proud eh. Kasi mga tao fearfully obedient sa mga Duterte supporters dyan na nakikinig. Sana pakinggan nyo rin kami, no, na we support the president pero we are exposing the mainstream narrative of these people na sila IATF, sila DOH, na mali na yung ginagawa nila. Maling-mali na yung 8 months, wala tayong reklamo. So, nagtanong sila, kung planado nga to at scam to at nakasalalay yung future natin sa mga magiging desisyon natin, bakit walang Pilipinong lumalaban? Bakit ang dami nang nagpro-protesta sa ibang bansa at dito wala pa? This is my honest answer to that question. Maraming factors, pero para sa akin, ang number one factor kung bakit hindi tayo lumalaban. Kasi we have been brainwashed by religion. Paano ko masabing brainwashed by religion? We are very fearfully obedient culture. Very submissive people. No, mas mahihiyain pa tayo sa mga Hapon. Parang ganun. 'Di ba? Pag ang mga Western, pag they want an opinion out, they will say it. 'Di ba? Pero pag Pinoy, they will keep their mouths shut as much as possible. pag lumabas sila ng bahay, they would rather not talk about it and just smile. Diba? Kunyari, I will tell you a story. I have a neighbor, no, na parang pagtingin niya sa mukha ko, eh nakita niya daw yung mga post ko, sabi, ang haba-haba ng binasa ko. Pero never niya binring up kung ano yung binasa niya. Baka, eh, puro post ko tungkol sa ano eh. Sa COVID, di ba? Sabi niya, ang haba-haba ng binasa ko. Pero ayaw niyang pag-usapan, ayaw niyang pag-usapan. And they're still wearing masks. They'd rather keep on doing what they're doing rather than talk to me and find if I'm right or wrong. Ganun eh. Wala silang to confront. Yes, tama si Nat, acquiescence. Isipin mo ba naman, bro, na 300 years tayong pinagtripan ng mga Espanyol? Isipin mo ba naman, bro, pag upo ni Emilio Aguinaldo sa Malacanang, eh, puppet na ng US government yung Pilipinas simula nun. Wala. Freedom has been taken for us for the longest time. And it's only this 2016 that we had a chance to gain back full freedom of our whole country. And malapit na. Buong bibig ko yung freedom kasi pinanganak tayong lahat, wala tayong freedom sa totoo lang. Wala tayong freedom. Pagkapanganak mo o mahirap ka, mahirapan kang ano, maraming ganung bagay. Pero tama na. Yung culture natin of acquiescence, yung culture natin na mahiyain, tama na. People don't know what's at stake. Think about your kids. Think about the future of your kids. We're talking about our freedoms here. If you would like the future of your kids to be full of masks, lahat sila naka-mask, tapos hindi na sila makapag-school, puro online school, eh di sige, huwag tayong magreklamo, ayaan natin mangyari to. Pero ako talaga, man, ayoko. Ayoko yung future na to para sa anak ko. Kaya nakasalala yung pangalan ko, yung buhay ko, di ba, yung reputasyon ko. Kasi ayoko mangyari sa anak ko. Pag tinanong ako ng anak ko, 5 years from now, Dad, anong ginawa mo nung 2020? Did you shut up or did you fight? Eto pa, I just wanna talk to the Duterte supporters. Kasi pag lumabas tayo at marami tayo, akalain nila kumukontra tayo sa government. Di ba? Kasi yung mga nagra-rally ngayon, mga 30 people, 40 people ng mga anti-government, ang rally equated kagad sa anti-government. Tama? Diba? Pero it's possible na we go out there and then it's not anti. We're not doing something anti. Let's do something pro. Let's do something happy. Let's do something positive na pro-freedom. We support the government but we don't support the IATF's protocols. Mga ganyan. We don't support mandated vaccines. Mga ganun. Sana maisip ng mga Duterte supporters na pwede tayong mag-protest peacefully without, you know, being anti-government. We just pro-freedom. Sana yun yung ma-realize ng mga Duterte supporters na we don't have to equate being leftists when we go out there. No. No. Kung sino lang, mga pro-Duterte, alam nyo naman na, bullshit si Duque, Alam nyo naman yun, Alam nyo naman na bullshit ang PhilHealth. Kaya magsama-sama na tayo. Diba? Sama-sama na tayo.
I am about to read a listener's, a viewer's comment. Let's go. Very important.
Asa kasi sa gobyerno, sa ayuda, with all due respect, pero kung mas marami ang kumikita, di pa na asa sa government. That's true. The goal is, mawala yung middle class, which is marami nangyari, 7.8 million jobs na nangyari, tapos umasa yung tao sa ayuda. Tapos sumunod na lang sa government protocols. Eh kung ang government protocols, aladuki ang nagpapatupad, eh di, kamatayan nating lahat yan. Diba? Tapos ito pa, even the president said, yung 200 billion na nirelease niyang budget, sabi niya, dumaan yan sa mga barangay, dumaan yan sa mga mayor, diba? Kung magkano lang nakarating sa inyo, diba, kailangan siguro i-double check kung saan dumaan yung perang yan. Baka yung 8,000 per person ay naging dilata na lang sa dulo. Diba? Maganda yun. This is really about the economy. This was really about the economy. Diba? Ang goal nila kasi is cashless society na hindi backed by precious metals. Kawawa tayo pag nangyari lahat yun. ubos lahat ng pinag-ipunan natin. Kontrolado nila yung buying power natin. Kontrolado nila yung selling power natin. Ito, bro. Bro Rock. Gusto kong kausapin yung mga Kristiyanong, mga Christians na hindi pa rin naniniwala sa pandemic or scandemic, or para sa kanila natural pa rin yung mga nangyayari. They have to study about the mark of the beast. Kung alam yung mark of the beast, the 666, di ba? Sabi nun, pag natatoo, it's a tattoo. It's tattoo on the forehead or tattoo on the wrist. Di ba? Na it will not let you buy or sell. Yun yung sabi sa Bible eh. It will not let you buy or sell. Eh, di ba, ano na yung pinupuntahan natin ngayon? Bawal ka nga pumunta sa mall pag wala ang mask. Bawal kang pumunta sa mall pag wala ang face shield. Anong susunod niyan? Pag minandate na yung vaccines, bawal ka na mag-travel pag wala kang vaccines. Bawal ka nang lumabas. Bawal kang magbenta, bawal kang bumili pag wala ka ng vaccines. Doesn't that sound like the mark of the beast? Na yung 666. Ito yung solid evidence ko ng ano ah, ng mark of the beast 666. Research about the ano, the patent WO2020-060606A1. WO2020-060606A1. Yun yung cryptocurrency system. Anong posibleng gawin nun? Bro, these are smart dust nanobots. Smart dust nanobots. Kasyang-kasya sa PCR test. Ngayari, PCR test. Sa dulo lang nun, ilagay, pasok na sa katawan mo, pwede ding dumami. And kaya siyang makakonekta sa 5G. So, yung mga smart nanobots na to, they can detect your temperature, diba? They can detect if they're far away from another individual. They can detect if you have vaccinations. Mga ganun. At instant nilang nire-relate tong data na to sa isang central AI. At pag nangyari yun sa future, wala na. Kontrolado yung freedoms natin, hindi na tayo makakapag-ano. Kung hindi ka nakabakuna. Wala na. Game over pag nangyari yun. Hindi alam ng tao yung technology, but it exists. Meron nga sa ano eh, sa US, na drones. Drones ha. Tapos yung drones, may kita niya, oh, taon dalawa, hindi nagsa-social distancing. After 10 minutes, dadating yung police.
This is such a mainstream topic, pro-vax and anti-vax. Yo, let's talk calmly here. Let's try to stick around. Let's go.
Dinidisprove ba natin yung studies about vaccines? Parang ganun? Okay. Let's talk about vaccines. What is vaccines? Vaccine is immune therapy. Right? It's a very controversial and divisive topic kasi yun yung laging bukang bibig ng medical community eh. Na immunity in a population can only be achieved by mass vaccinations. Yun yung bukang bibig nila. Ngayon lang, ang tanong ko sa mga fanatic ng, or do you support vaccines by these companies, what if merong toxic ingredient yung vaccine na yun? Let's not go far pag na punta pa sa ano ha, sa journals, which are andami. Pwede ko nga sa inyo i-send eh, napakadami kong studies na andaming ano, vaccine adverse effects. Pero doon na lang, pag ang isang vaccine ingredient may malalang laman, papayag ka pa ba na itusok sa'yo? Diba? And sa totoo lang, vaccines don't have yung sinasabi nilang ano, randomized control trial, RCTs. Wala silang ganun. Tapos they are even protected from ano, from legislation. Bawal silang kasuhan. Bawal kasuhan yung mga vaccine companies pag may nangyaring masama. Kaya ang daming hindi nakakasuhan. So, lugi ka na dun pa lang. Dun pa lang lugi ka na. Maraming salamat sa lahat ng nanonood. And kung sinabi ko na kay Mrs. Bro eh, sabi niya, paalam ako, pwede ko bang gamitin yung account mo para makapag-live ako? Eh, ano, papaban mo naman yung account ko. Sabi niya ganun. Which is, we need to get the message out there. No? So, it's time for people to step up. So, saludo sa lahat ng mga nagko-comment pa din. Kamusta pala yung battlefield, bro? Kamusta sa comment, Bate Vid?
There you have it. I have ended the Facebook Live that time. And kayo, it's up to you kung ano bang nakikita nyo. This has been the product of my research. I can go on in details. Ang kausap ko kasi dito sa mga regular people. But if you're a medical professional or a science professional, we can even go as further, go into the theories and the scientific principles kung bakit naniniwala ako and other doctors together with Flatten the Fear PH. Sobrang dami na naniniwala na lahat to is little bit or talagang sinister, a sinister plan. And if we don't do anything about it, nakasalala yung future natin. So I hope nag-enjoy kayo. This was about the quote-unquote plandemic for me. That's my opinion. Okay, and also the US election. Sana nag-enjoy kayo, mag-subscribe kayo, i-rate nyo ng mataas to, 5 stars, and share nyo rin sa mga sa tingin nyong okay makapakinig ng mensaheng to. Gising Maharlika with me, Al Santillan.